This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will know many interesting Japanese people from this Japanese History Makers series.
Japanese History Makers, Honda Soichiro, a charismatic leader who didn't have a president's office. In 1961, Honda's motorcycles occupied the top five places in the Isle of Man tourist trophy race. This is a motorcycle race that has been held on the Isle of Man, England, since 1907, and is the so-called Olympic Games for motorcycle riders. The course, which is 60 kilometers long, is very tough. Riders face sudden strong winds blowing in from the sea, thick fog, a 400-meter height difference between the highest and lowest points of the course, and 219 curves. The riders complete the course three times. It is said that the motorbike that wins the Isle of Man race is the best machine in the world, and when Honda motorbikes triumphed, the name Honda became well-known around the world. The founder of Honda Motor Company Limited is the legendary charismatic leader Honda Soichiro, 1906 to 1991. He is one of the most respected technology-oriented executives in Japan, together with Matsushita Konosuke of Panasonic and Ibuka Masaru of Sony. Soichiro left the management of the company to Fujisawa Takeo, another very talented businessman, and devoted himself to researching and developing motorcycles while wearing work clothes and having his hands covered in oil. There was no president's office in the head office or in the factory, and he had lunch with his employees. Soichiro climbed the social ladder from being a garage mechanic. He founded Honda and developed well-known motorcycles such as the Dream Bike and the Supercab Bike, and turned the company into a leading motorcycle manufacturer. Then the company made a foray into the automobile industry. When the company built a factory in America for the first time, he shook hands with each local factory worker. The labor disputes that had caused trouble for other Japanese companies in America never arose at Honda. He was open-minded and frank. He was brought up in a poor family with a father who was a blacksmith, so he went to only elementary school. "I don't like reading books. Even if I read a book of 500 pages, the information I need only fills one page. It's quicker to ask a specialist about a certain subject. As I am proud of having no higher education, I don't hesitate to ask anyone," said Soichiro. Turning his low education into an asset, he used his time devoting himself to the development of technology. There are many episodes in Soichiro's life. In recognition of his success, Soichiro received an official commendation from the government. He was required to attend the ceremony in a morning suit. However, he did not have a suit or a morning suit. In the end, he got through wearing a rented morning suit prepared by managing director Fujisawa. Soichiro's success came mainly from his excellent ideas and through achieving power. Moreover, they say it is because he was open-minded and frank, as he was called Oyaji-san, my boss in familiar expression. In his childhood, when he started to work in an automobile repairing factory, he was so excited by being asked to repair a Ford. It was an interesting coincidence, then, when he was selected to be the first Japanese honored in the Automotive Hall of Fame in 1989, that his booth was next to that of Henry Ford. Soichiro died at the age of 84.
This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and text are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen, subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com.